Could you tell me something about this anti-racist festival now? Because I don't speak Greek, so I didn't understand anything here.
Well, it's an annual event. This is the sixth year we've done it. It's organized by a white platform, the Anti-Racist Initiative of Thessaloniki. It's a white platform of organizations, political, social, immigrants, refugees, cultural, whatever. It's a wide range of organizations. Together, every year we have this festival. This year we choose to do it 1 week before the summit, the EU summit, that will take place near here, not in Thessaloniki, but very near here to Chalkidiki. Because one of the most urgent matters now in the EU is what the governments call illegal immigrants. We don't think that this is the problem. The problem is the refugees that the European governments don't want to let them in, and this whole effort to build a fortress Europe that exclude the other people. People that are coming to Europe because of the policies of the, not only the European Union, of course, the United States and other developed countries, but also the European governments are responsible for the things that push them to come to Europe. I mean, the poverty, the war, the spreading of diseases, etc., etc.
I'm also interested about the situation here in Greece. For example, maybe you heard about Austria. The situation is that there is a racist party in the government and so on. So the situation here in Greece, is it different? Is there, so on the political level?
On the political level, because Greece has a system in the elections that promotes one party governments. We don't have allied governments in Greece since 1974, since the democracy came back after the dictatorship. That's why the majority of the racist views are expressed through the two main parties. Of course, there are more extreme right views in New Democracy, in the Conservative Party, but there are views like this, either nationalist or against immigrants and refugees, also in the Socialist Party. It's not something we have now. There are attempts for the creation of an independent extreme right party. A member of the parliament has a party of his own. He was elected with the New Democracy with the Conservatives, and then they kicked him away from the party anyway. I don't know if he could manage to be again, because there is a 3%, how to say, you have to take 3% in order to get in the parliament. Yes, we don't have a strong extreme right party or something like Le Pen or Haider. But that does not mean that the opinion of these kinds of opinions are not widespread in the society and the political representatives here in Greece.
And on the level of racism and xenophobia, for example, or in society and on the street, is it dangerous for immigrants to be in the street, for example, or is there a lot of discrimination if they're trying to find apartments and jobs and in all these things?
There are discriminations. I don't think it's dangerous. It's not like we have incidents of violence against immigrants. We have neo-Nazist groups, neo-Nazis that do skinheads, etc. We have this kind, but still it's very limited until now. But the discrimination in other levels exists. The majority of the Greek people are not. Feel comfortable with the difference of the other people. For them, the immigrants, and especially the Albanians, that is the majority in Greece, are thieves, etc. It's easy. And this is helped by the media. I mean, if someone kills some other, they say this killed another. If this someone is Albanian who did it, then an Albanian did it. It's easy to see what's going on. And still in Greece we didn't have a culture of tolerance, and we didn't have there was a, how to say, a democratic deficit after the years, after the Second World War, we had the Civil War, etc. Minorities are not recognized in Greece. For example, there are problems. The only minority who is recognized is the Muslim, as it's called, minority in Thrace, that is Turkish Pomaks and Roma people. But also there are minorities. There is this Macedonian minority in the North Greece. There are other smaller, the Armun, Vlachi. There are religious minorities anyway. All these are not recognized, are not read down. I mean, in the census, when we have census, we don't write down, we don't know how many are these people. We had a strong nationalist movement in the beginning of the 90s due to the war of in the Balkans. Many people afraid and thought that the best is to get around the notions of country, nation, etc., etc. So it is still is difficult for immigrants. Also, we have a policy, the government policy, that gives very limited political asylum. I mean, in all Europe is very limited, but in Greece it's the, always the lowest in the European Union. The percentage of people that take political asylum, in order, depending on the applications, and this is getting lower. And on the other hand, we had many people coming crossing the Aegean Sea with boats or crossing the river Evros, that is the border with Turkey. And there are mines also. There are minefields in some place, and many are killed or injured during there.
And about the self-organization of immigrants, for example, as I know it in Austria, I think an example in Austria, the African community, it started the last 1 or 2 years that there was a kind of self-organization of the people and so on. And the situation here, is it is there some self-organization?
There are some associations of immigrants, especially in Athens, that is not only more people are there, but it's also the political center. It's easy to go to find the media, to find the government, to ask to put pressure, etc. But also here in Thessaloniki we have associations. We have also in smaller cities and towns, and this is something good. And this is something we try to improve and to help with our work also here in the festival, also in the initiative. The organization of the immigrants and refugees themselves. This is one of our priorities, and we think this is a way to bring them to feel more secure here, and to be more easy to discuss and say their problems and solve them up to a point.
And you and the other organizers of this festival now, you are involved in the demonstrations next week against the European Summit?
In Greece we have at least 6 initiatives that will organize demonstration. I mean, this happened also in Europe. There are many different organizations, etc., but in many cases they are united or working together. From 20 to 22, the demonstrations and the public meetings and the discussion will be divided between these 6, at least 6 initiatives, how to say, fronts, forum, etc. But on Thursday the 19th, at least 4 of these 6 initiatives will participate in the great, we hope, great anti-racist demonstration we organize, like here in the festival. Also 4 of the 6, these 6 initiatives participate here. And this is something positive, because at least we managed to unite people that are not, it's not easy to say what is the difference, they are all from the left, it's not something different, but they think that it's better to insist on the differences than to unite. Anyway, in the anti-racist movement we managed to have a degree of unity, and we hope that in Thursday that is will prove also like here in the festival.